आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी एंड हिज यूके काउंटरपार्ट कियर स्टार्मर टू होल्ड टॉक्स इन मुंबई टुडे। टू प्राइम मिनिस्टर्स टू ऑल्सो पार्टिसिपेट इन ग्लोबल फिनटेक फेस्ट एंड डिलीवर कीनोट एड्रेसेस। President Draupadi Murmu to be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. Union Education and Health Ministries to jointly launch Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 3.0 today. CBI conducts nationwide searches in connection with digital arrest cases. Israel and Hamas agreed to first phase of peace plan to stop fighting in Gaza and release hostages. And in cricket, India to take on South Africa in ICC Women's ODI World Cup in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his UK counterpart Keir Starmer will hold talks in Mumbai today. Mr. Starmer is accompanied by the largest ever trade delegation from the UK. The two prime ministers will take stock of progress in diverse aspects of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in line with Vision 2035. Details from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will host Prime Minister of the United Kingdom Sir Keir Starmer at the Raj Bhavan here in Mumbai at around 10 a.m. today. The Prime Ministers of India and UK will take stock of progress of India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in line with Vision 2035. The Prime Ministers are also going to issue a joint press statement and address the media. At around 1:40 in the afternoon, Prime Ministers of both countries will attend the CEO Forum at the Jio World Centre. Both leaders will engage with businesses and industry leaders on opportunities presented by the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement. Later, at around 3 p.m., Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Starmer will participate in the 6th edition of the Global FinTech Fest at the Jio World Centre in Mumbai and deliver keynote addresses. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. She will perform Darshan and Aarti at Somnath Temple tomorrow. She will also visit the Gir National Park and interact with the members of the local tribal community at Sasan Gir. On Saturday, President Murmu will perform Darshan and Aarti at Dwarkadish Temple at Dwarka. She will also grace the 71st convocation ceremony of the Gujarat Vidyapeeth at Ahmedabad. The Ministry of Education, in joint collaboration with the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, will launch the Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 3.0 today. The Ministry of Education said that this national campaign will mark a significant step towards realizing the government's vision of a tobacco-free generation. More details from our correspondent.
This 60-day national campaign seeks to educate and empower children and youth to prevent the initiation of tobacco use, support those who wish to quit, and promote a strong culture of health and wellness across schools and institutions of higher education. The Global Youth Tobacco Survey 2019 reported that 8.4% of students aged between 13 to 15 years currently use tobacco products, with an average initiation age of just 10 years. Recognizing the vulnerability of youth, the government has adopted a whole-of-government approach to address this issue through sustained awareness, prevention and enforcement measures. Under the campaign, various activities will be organized, including World No Tobacco Quiz and School Challenge on My Government platform. Counseling and support sessions for students to quit tobacco. Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has carried out searches at nearly 40 locations across Delhi NCR, Haryana, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Kerala and West Bengal in connection with a transnational cyber-enabled digital arrest fraud. CBI conducted the searches as part of its ongoing Operation Chakravi. During the operation, CBI has unearthed an extensive domestic facilitation network found involved in supplying mule bank accounts and enabling parallel hawala channels for layering and movement of proceeds of crime. During analysis, it was revealed that the perpetrators of the digital arrest frauds were carrying out its operations from foreign locations, including Cambodia. Election Commission will facilitate the elderly, Divyangjan and service voters to vote using postal ballot in the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. The commission has notified that electors above the age of 85 years and electors with benchmark disabilities may cast their vote through postal ballot. The commission said that such electors can avail this facility using Form 12D and submit to the returning officer through their booth level officer within 5 days of issuance of notification of election. In Bihar, intense tussle among various political parties and their allies continues over the seat sharing and distribution of tickets for the assembly polls. Details on this from our correspondent.
Due to the demand of smaller constituent parties in both the NDA and the Grand Alliance demanding a larger share of seats, the effect of pressure politics is clearly visible in Bihar Assembly elections. Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas National President Chirag Paswan has adopted a tough stance towards the BJP in support of his party's demand. He has convened an emergency meeting today with his party's parliamentary board, all organizational wings and senior leaders to discuss the future course of action. Mr. Paswan said that nothing has been finalized yet regarding seat distribution and that talks are still underway. Like the BJP, the Janata Dal United has also almost finalized its list of candidates after internal discussions on the names of its probable nominees. In the Grand Alliance as well, since a decision on seat sharing has not yet been reached, the Rashtriya Janata Dal, Congress and left parties have asked their probable candidates to begin campaigning in their respective assembly constituencies. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Prashant Kishore-led Jan Suraj Party is scheduled to announce the names of its candidates today. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Tamil Nadu.
The new GST reforms aim to boost Tamil Nadu's rich handicrafts and provide various benefits to its strong industrial sectors. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has reduced tax rates on knitwear apparel, embroidery, zari on Kanchipuram silk and accessories from 12% to 5%. The tax cut will significantly support MSMEs and increase exports in global markets. Similarly, the tax rates on wood crafts, traditional dolls and toys has also been brought down to 5%, ensuring support to artisan families. In order to support small processors and women of fisher folk population, the GST on processed fish and seafood has been slashed from 12% to 5%. By easing cost for both domestic households and industries, the reforms will strengthen rural livelihoods while boosting the state's position as an industrial hub. With Shivang, Drishti Punyani, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The first ever vibrant Gujarat regional conference will begin in Mehsana in North Gujarat today. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will inaugurate the conference. Union Railway Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw will be present at the inaugural session. The initiative, launched under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Vikasit Bharat at 2047, aims to take the success of the vibrant Gujarat Global Summit to every region of the state. We have a report from our correspondent.
The two-day conference will feature 33 seminars, roundtable discussions, B2B and B2G meetings and an MSME conclave. Over 13,000 participants, including more than 200 international delegates, have registered for the event. Partner countries such as Japan, South Korea, Vietnam and Netherlands, along with global organizations like JITRO, World Bank, ICBC and Russian Federation will also take part in the event. A major attraction of this event will be the regional exhibition spread over 18,000 square meters, showcasing North Gujarat industrial products from agro produce like cumin, fennel and isabgol to dairy products and auto components. The reverse buyer-seller meet will bring international buyers from 40 countries offering export opportunities to local entrepreneurs. Delegates will also visit the key industrial and heritage sites such as Maruti Suzuki, Banas Dairy, Dudhsagar Dairy and Modhera Solar Park besides cultural destinations like Rani Ki Vav and Vadnagar. Aparna Khunt, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
US President Donald Trump has announced that Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of a US-brokered peace plan to pause fighting in Gaza and release hostages, ending the two-year-old war. Trump's announcement followed an intense day of negotiations in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. A report.
The agreement's first phase includes the release of all remaining hostages held by Hamas in exchange for a number of Palestinian prisoners, alongside a phased Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Trump's 20-point peace framework, which formed the basis of the negotiations, also calls for Hamas disarmament and an internationally supervised reconstruction of Gaza. The initial phase of the Gaza peace deal was confirmed by Israeli officials, Hamas, and mediator Qatar. In a statement, Hamas said it has reached an agreement to end the war in Gaza, saying the deal includes an Israeli withdrawal from the enclave and a hostage-prisoner exchange. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also welcomed the announcement, describing it as a great day for Israel. The agreement was reached just a day after the second anniversary of Hamas attack on Israel. Payal Sharma for Akashvani News.
In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, host India will face South Africa in 10th league stage match of the tournament in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. The match will begin at 3 p.m. We have more details from our sports desk.
The women in blue will look to continue their winning streak while South Africa will play their third match within a week. India managed to register comfortable wins against Sri Lanka and Pakistan. South Africa, on the other hand, faced a major defeat against England in their opening match but then came back on track with a win over New Zealand. Talking about stats, both the teams faced each other 33 times in ODIs, with India winning at 20 occasions. In the yesterday's clash of the tournament, Australia defeated Pakistan by 107 runs in Colombo, making it a one-sided clash. Pakistan got bundled out for just 114 runs against the target of 222 runs set by the Australia. Next we have from the BWF World Junior Mixed Team Championship 2025, where the Indian badminton team marched into the quarterfinals with a confident 45-37, 45-34 win against the UAE in the third and last Group H clash in Guwahati yesterday. Chirag Jha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rainfall activity to likely increase over South Peninsular India for the next 3 to 4 days. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall will prevail over Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahe, South Interior Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema during the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, thunderstorm with gusty winds will likely be over Lakshadweep and coastal Karnataka today and tomorrow. Sri Kashi Vishwanath Dham Corridor has become one of the biggest contributors to the economy of Uttar Pradesh. Since the inauguration of the Kashi Vishwanath Dham Corridor by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in December 2021, over 25.28 crore devotees have visited Baba Vishwanath, providing the state's economy with an estimated 1.25 lakh crore rupees boost. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today open with PM Narendra Modi's two-day trip to the country's financial capital. Quoting the Prime Minister, the Hindustan Times writes, Navi Mumbai Airport glimpse of Viksit Bharat. Speaking at the India Mobile Congress 2025, Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, best time to invest, innovate and make in India. This is the frontline page headline in the Business Standard. Trade deal is a launch pad for growth, says British PM, informs the Hindu. Three share Nobel for discovery that can help mitigate climate crisis. The Hindustan Times carries this story with photographs of the awardees. From past to present, Air Force Day Parade honors IAF's distinguished history, reports the statesman. And finally, on World Sight Day, a report states around 70 crore people in India live with avoidable sight loss, says the Delhi Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his UK counterpart Keir Starmer to hold talks in Mumbai today. Two prime ministers to also participate in Global FinTech Fest and deliver keynote addresses. President Draupadi Murmu to be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. Union Education and Health Ministries to jointly launch Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 3.0 today. CBI conducts nationwide searches in connection with digital arrest cases. Israel and Hamas agree to first phase of peace plan to stop fighting in Gaza and release hostages. And in cricket, India to take on South Africa in ICC Women's ODI World Cup in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.